Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. It's actually morning, man. It's actually the morning, man. Good morning. Good morning. How was your night?
It was good. I could barely sleep. Like, I slept and then I kept waking up.
Wow. Ha. OPG, OPG, OPG. Ha. What's going on there?
It's all good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just kept waking up for no reason.
Yeah, I mean...
Spiritually, somebody was tapping you. It was mild.
I actually did feel the tap, like, on my elbow. It was kind of weird.
Oh, dang. You actually said it. I remember. Yes, yes, that's true. That's true. Yes, ma'am. All right. No worries. No worries. Guys, hello, family. Obviously, let go and let God. We're back again with another one. Today is episode 3 with Proverbs chapter 3. We have... Let me see, how many verses is this? How many verses? Let's know where we're getting into. Okay, 35. Yeah, not bad, not bad at all. Yes, ma. The brains of the whole level. How are you going to divide this one now?
17.
God, this guy actually did the most. I know, P. Sin at 17. Can't you just go on a 10, 10, 10? Like, oh God, anyhow. So if you go 10, me, I go 10. Then you go 10, 30, then me, I go 5. I no P. Auntie says 17, no P. Alright. So my mommy taught me ladies first. So please, can you pray for us?
Sure. Are you laughing?
You can clearly say me I should pray if you don't want to pray, auntie.
I mean...
Don't you see if anybody tied you to the contract of
so that's why I said, can you start?
I'm on a joy. She actually said it. Okay. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, Lord, thank you, God. We magnify your name. Daddy, we exalt you. Because you are the I am that I am, Father. You are the roses of Sharon. Daddy, you are the balm of Gilead. Father, I thank you for bringing me and Queen A back together to read your word, to understand what you have for us, and to just soak ourselves in your presence. Father, I pray that everything we read today would nourish us spiritually. Father, may we understand what you want us to understand, and may we not be driven by our own thoughts and wants. Father, at the end of this reading, may we definitely thank God for having done this session.
Mm-hmm.
Father, and to everyone that will listen to this, Father, bless them as they listen to this. Give them the heart of acceptance so they actually understand what you want them to understand, and don't allow the devil toil with their minds, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. For in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, okay, OPG, 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 okay. So what's going on now?
So, Proverbs 3, I will start.
Reading from the New Living Translation.
Yeah. So, the title is Trusting in the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
My child, never forget the things I have taught you.
Mm.
Store my commands in your heart.
Wow.
If you do this, you live many years and your life will be satisfying.
Wow.
Never let loyalty and kindness leave you.
Mm.
Tie them around your neck as a reminder.
Wow.
Write them deep within your heart.
Loyalty and kindness.
So this kind of like making me think about, there was a book I was reading earlier, well, yesterday. It's called, The Accountability Circle. And it was just, it was talking about like values. So if we have like, obviously everybody does have like a purpose on earth. And with that purpose, you have to know your values. Like, those are the things that will guide you through your purpose. So it's about like identifying those values and just running with them, because your values are things that you would literally move heaven and earth for. So to everybody, it's different. So I guess,
can you give us some examples?
So some values could be exactly loyalty. That's
okay.
That's something, that's one of mine.
Me too.
Yeah. There's faith, like maybe faith in God. That's one for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe work ethic.
Respect.
Yeah. Yes.
Gotcha.
So gotcha. Things like that.
Gotcha. Okay.
Let's keep
reading.
So, verse 4. Yeah. Then you favor with both God and people, and you earn a good reputation.
Earn.
Yeah.
Keyword, earn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, one that just came into my mind is integrity. So that's another value.
That's a tricky one right there. That one's deep, shall.
It is.
So for someone to be able to say, yes, he did this, he said he would do this, yes, I know he did it.
Yeah.
For someone to be able to vouch for you, basically.
Yeah. And just like being, you're pretty much the same person everywhere. So yeah, just being being honest, like wherever, like regardless of if a situation comes and you have to kind of like bend the rules, like you can't.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's tricky.
Yeah, that's that one.
Yeah,
because there's a thing called adaptation,
right?
And there's integrity as well,
right?
So somewhere in the middle is that thing where, I mean, you can understand integrity whilst adapting. Let me put it like this: in an environment now where you have to do what, where people say you have to do what you have to do to get what you have to get. That doing what you have to do, as far as it doesn't go against your values, I think it still falls in line for you to say you kept your integrity in terms of trying to get what you want or what you need. So as far as you don't go outside the realms of your values, for instance, a guy that grew up straight will now dive into something gay to get something he wants. I think that goes outside the realm. But if everything happens within your realm, for example, like I just said, concerning the gay vibes, then I guess you can still say you kept your integrity. But if someone goes outside that to get something, I think that then goes against their integrity. I'm not too sure, but that's something that came to mind. Anyone listening, if you guys got better ideas, feel free to correct your boy. I'm down for a lesson, man. No time. You got me. All right.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. This is verse 5. Do not depend on your own understanding.
Yeah.
Seek his will.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take.
Bruh. Seek his will in all you do. Like, what is God's plan here? Like, what will God want out of this situation? When you think like that, he'll show you where to go.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then he will fill your barns with grains and your vats will overflow with good wine. My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline and don't be upset when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights.
Wow.
Children.
That's a big one there for everybody to say, God, why would God do this? Why would God do that? For example, if America is sleeping on the bicycle and being very radical, of course God is in every right to punish this country in any way he sees fit. So nobody should be saying, oh, God has left us. Oh, God has... Nah. He don't give us choice. We don't make some very radical choices in the sight of the Lord. So obviously in his own sight, he'll do what he gotta do. Like, ask the Israelites back in the day. Every time they'll come to God, then they'll go and mess up again. God will say, okay, you haven't done this. All right, take a couple decades of suffering. When you come back, we'll renegotiate. Oh, you are ready? Okay, no problem. Next thing, as human beings, they'll go back again and mess up. God, I know back in the day where there was no Jesus Christ, was basically on a law P. And you can imagine human beings that don't even like anything that has to do with law. Oh, my God. And you guys think we don't have it good with Jesus having died for us? I wish you were born in the time of Moses. So you know what it means to actually be under all I will say, under proper dictatorship, sorry. Now we even have Jesus, everything soft. Back in the day, people like Stalin think they are dictators. People like Adolf Hitler think they are the ones. And God is ready. Nothing can stop it, man. But yeah, we thank God for Jesus, man. So everything is all right. God is not too vicious with us. But he's still a very jealous and clearly a disciplinarian, as you can see in Proverbs 3:11. So yes, ma'am. Let's go.
Yeah, and he does it all out of love, just like every other father would do.
Exactly. Not like your dictators of humanity.
Yeah. And there's also like grace attached with it.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding. For wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. She offers you long life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left. She will guide you down delightful paths. All her ways are satisfying.
Yes, guys, let's go. Wisdom is the tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. By wisdom, the Lord founded the earth. By understanding, he created the heavens. By his knowledge, the deep fountains of the earth burst forth, and the dew settles beneath the night sky. My child, don't lose sight of common sense and discernment. Hang on to them, for they will refresh your soul. Chase! Wait, my child, don't lose sight of common sense and discernment. Yeah, hang on to them because they will refresh your soul. So, always still have common sense in your head, though, and be able to discern situations, though. Because, OPG, I hear you, Lord. For they will refresh your soul. They are like jewels on a necklace. Wow. They keep you safe on your way, and your feet will not stumble. You can't go to bed without fear, and you can go to bed without fear. You will lie down and sleep soundly. You need not be afraid of sudden disaster, wow, or the destruction that comes upon the wicked. This reminds me of 1,000 shall fall on my left hand, 10,000 on my right hand, but shall not come near my dwelling. That's what he's basically saying here in Proverbs 3:25. You need not be afraid of sudden disaster or the destruction that come upon the wicked. Wow. What is God trying to tell you? Corona season, they all right. They all right. You put your whole trust in God and you're afraid that corona will kill you. It's not possible. The highest he can do is catch you. To come and realize that this is not his own, this is not the body of destination. The guy got to move. He got to leave you. So yeah, guys, not to be insensitive of people that might have been affected by this, but all I'm saying here is to all of us alive and well, it's clear what God is trying to tell us. Do not be afraid of sudden disaster. Corona was sudden. Or the destruction that comes upon the wicked. Are you a wicked person? Exactly. So we are going to get what we deserve. Hopefully you are not. So don't worry yourself about corona. Don't worry. Don't worry yourself.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now. Don't worry yourself.
All right, yeah. Guys. Sorry, I was just going to say something.
I was actually
reading a verse in the Bible that talks about, I think it was James 2 verse 26. Yeah, it was talking about like faith without action is pretty much dead. So obviously,
of course,
the fact that we're putting in action, you know, taking safety precautions, that's us executing our faith. Like we have faith, so we are putting in action because we know.
Yes.
So yes. Obviously, like, don't walk around, like, without your mask and, like, without washing your hands and all that, thinking God will save you. Please put in some actions to show you actually do have brilliant faith.
Yes, well, what my mom used to say when we were younger, growing up, is she'd be like, see, you can't walk where there is traffic. And now say, oh, God will protect me now. So you just walk in front of moving traffic. I say, oh, God, you protect me. Guy, don't even jones yourself. You will die if you have to die if you do that kind of thing. Because there's a drunkard that will probably come in and he will just go on his own. Obviously, some people might be conscious that somebody's passing the road. But if a drunkard is coming, all more PG, OPG, all of you just settle there. Because the collision will be serious. Case in point, please, you just got to be conscious. Don't dare God. What you have to do, do what you have to do. And let God do the rest. There's corona, wear your mask. Don't go and say, oh, the Lord is in control. You are now walking everywhere without a mask. Even God itself will look at you and say, come. See, this guy thinks I'm not saving him. I bet he thinks he's saving himself. What's going on here? So, yeah, man, guys, like, Queen A just wonderfully explained, faith without works is dead. Meaning, in the case of corona, your work is using your mask and taking the safety precautions, and your faith is believing it will not come near you, Dama. So, yeah, guys. Bigote, all right. Let me see where we are.
26.
Wicked, yeah. For the Lord is your security. Yep. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. Yes, Lord. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it. Wow. When it's in your power to help them. Okay, I got you. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's in your power to help them. Yes, Lord. If you can help your neighbor now, don't say, come back tomorrow and then I'll help you. Nah. Set on procrastination. Please, no. Please, no. Do what you got to do when you got to do it. Do not plot harm against your neighbor. Wow. For those who live nearby, trust you. Don't pick a fight without reason when no one has done harm to you. Wow. Don't envy violent people or copy their ways. Wow. Satan boys that look to any violent depiction of the entertainment industry. Don't copy their ways and don't envy. All right, Lord. Plain and simple. I hear you. Such wicked people are detestable to the Lord. Omano joy. But he offers his friendship to the godly. Thank God. Say, I got. Let me not start to. The Lord curses the house of the wicked. The Lord curses the house of the wicked. Not cause. Curses the house of the wicked. Okay. But he blesses the home of the upright. Wow. The Lord mocks the mockers, but is gracious to the humble. Wow. Gotta be humble with it. Gotta be humble with it. Yes, Lord. Okay. The wise inherit honor, but fools are put to shame. Wow. Solomon, no joy. You're just calling people fools, calling people mockers. Anyhow. Straight shooter, Solomon. Yes, Lord. All right. God, I thank you for giving us the ability to complete this. Father, I thank you for all the nuggets and lessons you brought out of this. Father, what can we say, God? Oh, my days. Daddy, I thank you for opening our minds and not allowing the devil to prevail over our understanding. I thank you for everyone listening to this, oh, God. I know you opened their minds.
No.
Like we prayed earlier, I know you did it, Lord. And I just thank you for all their lives and our lives. Thank you for Queen A, God, for bringing her to doing this session again, no matter what the devil tried and his tricks and whatnot. Father, I magnify your name. I say may your name be highly exalted in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, as we depart from this, may we not depart to your word, O Lord. Continue to ring your words in our minds. Continue to let us remember what we need to remember. So as we deal with life situations, we can know what to say in terms of your word that has just been fed into our minds consistently. Father, endow us with this ability in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
For in Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. And amen in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. OPGO. So any last words for the people, ma'am? Any last words for the people?
No. Not today. I mean, okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining us on this one. And, yeah, guys, we're going to have an Instagram account. And it's just going to be the Sailors Network podcast. And definitely, you can go there to find everything concerning Let Go and Let God. And it's just one place for you to find all of that. hence why that was made. And hopefully you guys really love it, appreciate it. And yeah, that will be another avenue to post your comments on stuff, because I really want to be able to connect to people and hear the lessons. I'm sure a lot of people want to correct your boy on things, man. But yeah, in time, I'm sure we will create a community by God's grace. And there's also a YouTube channel that I've created to dedicate it to basically the activities of the podcast. So definitely on Sundays, just like on Instagram, you find our episodes on YouTube as well. Thank you guys so much. Have a lovely day ahead. And yeah, toodles. Bye from you.